Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Biden has welcomed a deal between Britain and the European Union over post-Brexit trading arrangements for Northern Ireland. Mr. Biden called it an essential step to preserve the Good Friday peace agreement. Under the deal, goods sent from the British mainland for use in Northern Ireland will no longer be subject to customs checks. Gary O'Donoghue reports from Washington.
The Biden administration has been watching the talks closely and has made it clear that it believed a negotiated agreement rather than a mere withdrawal from the protocol threatened by Rishi Sunak's predecessor was essential. In his statement, the president said the US stood ready to support what he called the vast economic potential of the region, and he's appointed an envoy for Northern Ireland to drive this forward. The president also expressed the hope that the political institutions in Northern Ireland would soon be back up and running.
Nigeria's two main opposition parties have alleged fraud in Saturday's presidential election following technical problems in the counting process. With nearly half of provisional results declared, the governing party's candidate Bola Tinubu is in the lead. From Lagos, here's Mayeni Jones.
The opposition says it has evidence the machines malfunctioned in several states. The head of the Electoral Commission has denied this and stands by the results. This is adding to an already fiercely contested election. There was an upset early on Monday when Peter Obi of the Labour Party won the highest number of votes in Lagos, the state with the most registered voters. Mr. Tinubu was the governor of Lagos for 8 years and still has a large following here. He's urged his followers to remain calm after isolated reports of violence in Nigeria's commercial hub.
Saudi activists say prosecutors have charged 10 senior judges with high treason, which means they could face the death penalty. There's been no official comment. Sebastian Asher reports.
The 10 judges were arrested almost a year ago and have been held incommunicado since then. Six of those detained were former judges at the Specialized Criminal Court, which deals with cases of alleged terrorism and is where their case is now being heard. The four others were members of Saudi Arabia's Supreme Court. The Dawn Group says that one of them convicted the prominent women's rights activist Lujain Al-Hathloul, while another sentenced many of those put to death in a mass execution last year. But Dawn quotes a source with knowledge of the trial, saying they signed confessions, but they'd been too lenient.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has warned that the situation around the embattled eastern town of Bakhmut is becoming increasingly difficult. He said the invading Russians were destroying everything that could be used by Ukrainian troops as fortification and defense. He described his soldiers as true heroes. World News from the BBC. The Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni says she's written to EU leaders urging immediate action to stop migrant boat departures. On Sunday, more than 60 people drowned when their boat sank off the coast of southern Italy. Police believe as many as 40 people are still missing. The UN says most of those on the stricken boat were Afghans and Pakistanis. The Republican governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, has approved legislation taking control of public services in the special tax district surrounding Walt Disney World's vast theme park. Signing the bill, he said today, the corporate kingdom finally comes to an end. Here's Namia Iqbal.
Since 1967, Walt Disney World has used the self-governing Reedy Creek District to run its Florida theme parks. It had unique control over development and other services within its boundaries, something usually reserved for cities and counties. The creek is now in Ron DeSantis' control, who announced there's a new sheriff in town. This comes nearly a year after Disney spoke out against the governor's Florida bill, which restricts certain classroom instructions about sexual orientation and gender identity.
Research suggests people who look after their hearts could live significantly longer without suffering other major diseases. Experts studied the heart health of more than 130,000 British adults, including dietary, smoking, sleeping and exercise habits. Men with the healthiest hearts could expect to live almost 6 years longer, free of the four main chronic diseases, cancer, dementia, diabetes and heart disease. A collection of 20 recently rediscovered short stories by the late fantasy author Terry Pratchett is to be published later this year. The stories, written for a regional British newspaper using a pseudonym, were collated by fans searching through decades of old newspapers. Terry Pratchett is best known for his Discworld series. BBC World News.